Good morning. Today's daf in Beitza. Daf Yud. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf will be learned. L'zeich Nishmas Lois Lupin Zolfman. We're on daf Tesam Adaf. Today's daf is beautiful. We fell a little bit behind. Hopefully today we'll be able to catch up some ground. Hopefully today we'll make it to the Mishnah on Yud Amud Beis. That's going to be our goal for today. Okay, we started the second Mishnah of the Masechta. And we move on now to a ladder and the status of a ladder, the muksa status of a ladder. Why is that a discussion now in the Gemara and Beitza? So basically, everything starts with the egg. Okay, I'm not going to try to resolve the big issue of what came first, the chicken or the egg. But at least in the Masechta, however, the egg came first. The egg was the first topic of discussion because the egg that's laid on Yontif is nolad. Something which just came into this world, it's nolad, it's muksa. And you cannot eat it. So again, the reason why you can't eat it, although I just offered a reason, I suggested muksa, but it could be a number of other issues as well, as the Gemara discussed over the beginning of the Masechta. It could be a hachana issue. Could be a gzera de rabbanim, because it looks like fruit falling off a tree, or perhaps juice coming out of a fruit. However you want to explain it, but in other words, we started with the egg. And then after discussing the egg, now we're going to move to the actual chicken themselves. In other words, we want to shech the chicken on Yantif. So chickens are easy to discuss because chickens, in other words, you buy a chicken, you own a chicken, and as long as before Yantif you designate, you say, and you point to that chicken, and you say, I want that particular chicken, you don't even have to point. You're the owner of the chicken. Okay, I take it back. In other words, you own a chicken, so going into Yantif, and you planned on eating that chicken, so on Yantif you can shech. You're allowed to shech the chicken and enjoy and help yourself to some fresh meat. The issue is access, getting access to the chicken. So again, I keep using the word chicken. We're not really discussing chickens over here. We're talking about birds which are living in some sort of birdhouse. Okay, the chickens are not living there. So birds that live in a birdhouse, so I need access to get there. So that's why we're talking about the ladder. Ladder is the discussion. Is a point of contention between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And basically now, through a good part of this first parak, as we're moving along through the first parak, we're about a little more than halfway through. So now, as we're going to go through the Mishnahs, we're basically going to talk and discuss, again, more discussion, more debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is going to take his regular position of being Machmir, and Beis Hillel is going to take his regular position of being Mekel. And it was only in the first Mishnah where Beis Hillel was Machmir and Beis Shammai was a Mekel. The Gemara in today's daf, we're going to discuss today, well, what happened? Meaning, we didn't really change that. We didn't change topics. I mean, we're still talking about Yontif. How come the first Mishnah, Beis Hillel is Machmir, and from then every subsequent Mishnah, Beis Hillel is Mekel? Okay, the Gemara is going to ask that question. We're going to see that question later on. In the meantime, however, the status of a ladder, the permissibility of a ladder. So if you take a look back at the Mishnah, I'm going to just start again from the Mishnah. I know we did this yesterday. I'll do it quickly. But Beis Shammai Omer Meim Olichin Asasul Mishavach L'Shavach. So Beis Shammai says that you cannot take a ladder and move it from one shavach to another shavach. So shavach was there the birdhouses, it was up high, and you need a ladder to get there. So Beis Shammai says that you can't move the ladder in order to go from one to another. But here's what you can do with the ladder. You can't actually pick the ladder up and move it anywhere, but all you have to do is just tilt the ladder in another direction. So Beis Shammai says that I'll allow. But no, nothing more than just tilting the ladder. I cannot pick up the ladder, I cannot move the ladder. Okay, so it's a strange form of muksa, meaning to put it in any type of category that we know in terms of muksa, it's a little bit challenging. Meaning, because muksa usually means either I can move it or I can't move it. Beis Shammai over here regarding the ladder takes like a very middle position. I can't pick it up and move it, but I can tilt it from one to another. Okay, how do I explain that? I'm not sure. But that's the shita of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel says, no, it's fine. Fine meaning, ostensibly, you can pick up the ladder, you can move the ladder from one place to another place. The ladder is not muksa. What's the issue over here? So the Gemara discusses Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami. So the Gemara quotes the Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami, and he says, Machlok is Berushas HaRabim. There is a debate over here about the moving of the ladder, but that's only in a public arena. That's only when other people see you. To Beis Shammai Savri HaRoa, Omer Latich Gago, Utsaruchu Beis Hillel Savri Shochvam Ochiach Alav. And what's that? The core issue over here is the following. A ladder on Yontif. Okay, I'm picking up and I'm moving. It's the Rishus HaRabim, people see me. Beis Shammai says, you know, not everyone knows what you're doing with the ladder. Some people may think that you're picking up the ladder, going to your roof, and you are pitching your roof. You're applying some more pitch to your roof, some more tar to your roof. And Beit Shammai says, and so therefore, that's the problem. Nothing inherently wrong with the latter. It's just what people think you're going to do with the latter. Otherwise known, this is an issue of Maris Ayin. Okay, you're looking like you're doing something which is prohibited on Yontif. And Beis Zo's response is, no, the latter. Meaning, there is a ladder and then there's a ladder. The ladders that are used by the construction workers who are going up on the roof, that's a very tall ladder. That's a big ladder. This ladder in question over here, smaller. It's a smaller ladder. It's the one that only gets to the top of the pigeon house. Shovcho mochiach alav. The ladder speaks for itself. However, according to Rav Hanan the Amora, he says that if you're in the backyard and you're in a private area, so then, and there's no longer a Maris Ayin issue, and all you want to do is just get to the birds using the ladder, so then you could use a ladder according to everyone. Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that in a private area you could use it. So in other words, Rav Hanan is saying it's a big chiddush, and he's saying that Maris Ayin is only going to be an issue in the public arena. But once you're in a private area, so then there's no issue of Maris Ayin. That's what he's saying, it's a big chiddush, and the Gemara is going to challenge this very chiddush. Ini, the Gemara says, this is so, v'hamarav, Yehuda, amarav, kol makam shasru chacham, emnei Maris Ayin, afilu chadre chadar master. So Rav Yehuda, amarav says, as a rule, whenever there's a Maris Ayin issue, it's an issue both publicly and privately. Meaning there's never a distinction, according to Rav Yehuda, amarav, there's never a distinction between public versus private when it comes to Maris Ayin. And so therefore, if the rabbis forbade it because of Maris Ayin in the front of your house where other people can see you, it also will be prohibited in the back of your house as well.
Where's
so what?
The
huh?
Where's the
Ayin in private? So what you could suggest is either low plug, meaning once the rabbis made a decree, that's it. They don't differentiate. Or what you could say is, you think it's private, but other people are watching you. Right, one of those two. From a technical standpoint, from a structural standpoint in the Gemara, do you see what just happened? The Gemara quoted Rav Hanan, and then the Gemara says, how can Rav Hanan say that when Rav Yehuda Marav says the following? Rav Hanan's an Amora, Rav Yehuda Marav is an Amora. And Rav Yehuda is quoting his Rebbe, Rav. Rav is one of his Rebbeim. So, and Rav is an Amora. So, and the Gemara, right, just from a technical standpoint, the Gemara says, well, you can't disagree with Rav Yehuda Marav, but he's an Amora. Maybe they do disagree. So if you take a look at Rashi over here, Rashi is sensitive to this, and Rashi realizes we're just asking a question from one Amora to another Amora. Like, can they just disagree? Vikashi derava derav Hanan. Rashi divra mascha vahama Rav Yehuda. It's about two-thirds down in Rashi. About seven lines after lines become wide. Vikashi derava derav Hanan. Ve'afagav derav Amora hu. Now Rashi here is sensitive. Rashi realizes Rav, of course, is an Amora. Makshi mine, still, it's fair to ask a question based on the statement by Rav. Mimnesha Rav Mishal Kol. I'm sorry, right. Rav Mishal Kol B'nei Hagola Haya. Because Rav was the Rav, the Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Gola. He was the Rav. Meaning, even though, yeah, historically he was an Amora, but who's going to argue with Rav? Nobody. And the only one who has a clout, so to say, to argue with Rav is Shmuel. But outside of that, though, you cannot dispute Rav. So Rav Hanan cannot make a statement that's going to dispute Rav, even though Rav is an Amora, and you could say the Amoraim argue, and we find it all the time. Most of the Gemara that we go through has Amoraim pitted against one another, but you can't do that against Rav. That's how Rashi understands our Gemara. Obviously, it's very interesting. Anyway, tonight so the Gemara says like this. Okay, so in defense of Rav Hanan, so again, what's the basic issue over here? The ladder in front of your house, according to Beit Shammai, is a Maris Ayin issue. Behind your house, so the way Rav Hanan understands it, it's not a Maris Ayin issue. Because Maris Ayin is only in the front of the house, not in the back of the house. I use front, half, back. The Gemara doesn't use that terminology. The Gemara just simply says public versus private. Okay. To which now the Gemara says, yeah, but you know, Rav Yehuda Marav says that any time Maris Ayin is an issue, it will be prohibited both publicly and privately. What do you do with that statement to Rav Yehuda Marav? To which the Gemara's answer now is Tanayi. It's a machlokas Tanayim. De Tanya will enter a brisa. Shotchan b'chama v'lo k'negra. You come home and you got caught in a rain pour. And it's just, and your clothing now is saturated. It's totally, totally wet. You run home and now you want to leave the clothing to dry. So you're going to put them on your clothesline. So according to the Tanakama of this brisa, shotchan b'chama. Go ahead, put it on the clothesline. However, the clothesline has to be in a private area. The clothesline cannot be in a public area. What's the difference? Clothesline in a public area, people will walk by your house and think to themselves, he's doing laundry on Shabbos, Neantiv? What? You're not allowed to do that. And so that will be an issue of Maris Ayin. But if you go to the back of your house and you put it in a private area, so that you're allowed to do. That's the Tanakam of the Braisa. So whoever the Tanakam of this Braisa is, clearly he works with the same thought process as Rav Chanan, which is Maris Ayin is only an issue in a public area, not in a private area. And Rabbi Laz Rabbi Shimon Osrim, and Rabbi Laz Rabbi Shimon say, no, it's prohibited. Meaning, you can't hang the clothing in a public area nor in a private area. Meaning, Rabbi Laz and Rabbi Shimon both subscribe to the position, to the viewpoint of Rabbi Yehuda Merav. What we got from this Braisa is, that's a machlokas. It's a machlokas tonight, whether or not Maris Ayin becomes an issue in a private area. The Tanakhama says it's not an issue. Rabbi Laz Rabbi Shimon says it is an issue. It's prohibited. And so now it comes out now that Rav Chanan is not just up against Rav, and if that were so, then he wouldn't have a leg to stand on, but he also agrees with the Tanakhama of this Braisam. Ika da'amri. Now we're going to do this again, meaning we're going to just basically go over the same question and answer. It's a slightly different format, right? The Gemara obviously had multiple girsos, and the Gemara doesn't want to choose. The Gemara brings in both girsos, and we're going to go through the second girsa. It's basically going to come out to the same point. So again, we start off with the statement of Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan makes a distinction between public and private. He says that the whole position of Beit Shammai, who is a machmir, who tells you that you cannot use a ladder. So Beit Shammai is only talking about in the front of your house, where there are other people watching. But in the private area, it would be fine. And he subscribes to the viewpoint of Rav Yehuda Merav. And Beis Hillel does not subscribe to the viewpoint of Rav Yehuda Merav. According to the Ika D'Amrei, in a private area, Beit Shammai is Meiko, Beis Hillel is Machmir. In a public area, they're both going to be machmir, right? Okay, according to everybody, would be prohibited. Okay, so in this ikadamre, so basically everyone agrees that there's a marasign issue. The only question is it also a marasign issue in a private area as well? So lema rav damer kebeit shammai, and then now the Gemara's question over here is. Okay, so Beis Hillel doesn't hold like Rav Yehuda Amarav. Okay? And Beit Shammai does? And now, the way you're going to set it up now, Rav Yehuda Amarav, who says that Maris Ayin is going to be an issue both publicly and privately, so Rav Yehuda Amarav now is going like Beit Shammai? Given the choice of who you're going to follow, so the halacha always falls like Beis Hillel. Again, with a couple of exceptions, but the halacha always falls like Beis Hillel. Wouldn't you rather have Rav Yehuda Amarav going like Beis Hillel, not like Beit Shammai? So the Gemara says Tanahi. So the Gemara says it's Machlokas Tanahim. D'tanya Shorchem Bechama V'lo Keneged Ha'am. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Osrin. So the Gemara says it's a Machlokas Tanahim. And because it's a Machlokas Tanahim, so you don't have to put Rabbi Yehuda Merav like just Beit Shammai. There's another Tana, whoever it may be, we don't know who it is, but there's another Tana who also subscribes to this viewpoint, to this thought process, that Maris Ayin is not an issue in a private area. And so therefore, we're not just pigeonholing Rav Yehuda Merav like Beit Shammai. He could go like this other Tana. In fact, this other Tana, Rashi points out, this other Tana may dispute altogether that this is a machlokas between Rav Yehuda Merav, between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. So it comes out now that it could be that Rav Yehuda Merav is following this other, Rav Chanan is following this other Braisa. Okay. Masnis Ngoloki Aitana. Okay, we're on top of Testament base, and we're continuing now with the discussion of the ladder. Okay, so where do we stand on the ladder so far? So far, we have machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Right? I didn't even mean that. Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are having a debate in our Mishnah regarding whether or not you can move a ladder around. The simple pshat of our Mishnah is that Beit Shammai forbids you from moving the ladder around. It's moksa. Let's say it's moksa. Even I know the Gemara uses the operative issue of Maris Ayin. Okay, but Maris Ayin may result in muksa. A number of ways you could say it. But in other words, Beit Shammai tells you can't move the ladder around. Beit Hillel says you can. The only thing Beit Shammai will allow you to do is tilt the ladder from one opening to another opening in the birdhouses, but that's it. You can't actually pick the ladder up and move it. Beis Hillel allows you to do it. A discussion in the Gemara with Rav Hanan, whether or not the prohibition is extended to a private area as well, meaning the issue with Maris Zion, does it extend to a private area as well? That's a debate between Rav Hanan and Rav Yehuda Merav. Okay, that's where we're at right now. The Gemara now notes, the Gemara is going to quote a Braisa, and our Mishnah is not following the Braisa. Masisin Doloki Aitana. Ditanya. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to introduce ourselves to this next Braisa, and our Mishnah does not agree with this Braisa. I'm Rabbi Shema Melazer Modim, Bishama Beisel, Shemalichin Asulam, Shovach, Shovach. All right, right away you see, there's not agreement between the Braisa and the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, Bishama and Beisel agree that you could take the ladder and move it from one birdhouse to another birdhouse. The only issue is after you got your birds, can you take the ladder and bring it back? Beis Shammai says you cannot. Beis Hillel says you can. Okay, that's the machloket between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. To pick the ladder up and to move it to the birdhouse, that you're allowed to do. To bring the ladder back after you're finished, that's a debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says yes. Beis Shammai says no. The Braisa continues. But even we could just pause right here at this point of the Braisa and just acknowledge whoever's the author of the Braisa, actually, whoever, we know, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is the author of the Braisa, obviously does not understand the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel the way Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi in our Mishnah understands the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's clear. The Braisa continues. Am Rabbi Yehuda ben Medvar, Mamorim Besom Shol Shovach. We're only having a discussion of a ladder specifically designed for the birdhouse. But if it's a ladder that gets you up to your roof, your attic, so everyone agrees that such a ladder is going to be prohibited. Because that ladder is clearly meant and earmarked for construction, and that ladder you cannot use under any circumstance. Rabbi Dosa says you can incline it from one window to another window. Not clear from the Gemara whether Rabbi Dosa is talking about what kind of ladder he's talking about, but all he allows you to do is just simply tilt it from one window to another. Now another version, what Rabbi Dosa says, Rabbi Dosa is machmir. Not much we know, but to what degree is machmir? So according to one version, you can't pick the ladder up. The only thing you could do is just simply take the ladder, which is tilted against one birdhouse, and move it, not the pick it up, but tilt it to another birdhouse. According to another version, Rabbi Dosa, Modedinbo means, explains Rashi, that you could basically walk the ladder. Right? I have this vision of, you know, when you're on the ladder and you're just kind of like hopping from one place to another, although that tells you the truth. I don't think that's what how Rashi understands it. Rashi says that you're kind of like walking with the ladder, not picking it up off the ground, but kind of like, you know, one leg at a time walking with the ladder. Modedinbo. Right? You see, we'll see the word medida a couple more times over here, upcoming in the days ahead. Medida means like kind of like hopping. But okay, either way. Point is, you can't pick up the ladder and move it, according to Rabbi Dosa. All right. Good. So we have a Braisa. On one hand, the Braisa is more makel than our Mishnah, because according to the Braisa, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both allow you to pick up the ladder. The only issue is whether you're allowed to bring the ladder back after you use it. The Braisa also brings in the position of Rabbi Dosa, who either A, says you cannot move the ladder at all, or B, you can kind of step with the ladder, walk with the ladder, but you can't pick the ladder up and move it. And then the Braisa also points out that if it's a ladder that was meant for your house, a construction ladder, that under any and all circumstances you cannot use. Okay? That's a Braisa story. B'nei Rabbi Chia nafak l'kriyasa. The sons of Rabbi Chia go out. And they want to see how they're doing, their fields are doing, so they're going out to the villages. Okay, they're apparently their parnas is out in the village, and right, they have fields, and they're going to check it out. So now they come home and they're speaking to their father. Now the father is the great Rabbi Chia. Right, presumably the kids themselves know how to learn, right? From the story it will be clear that they know how to learn. But they go, in other words, so obviously when they're out in the field and they're checking on their fields and seeing how their fields are doing, so the villagers are asking them halachic questions. So when they get back home to the father, so the father says, knew what happened. So Amru lo sulam bali adinu v'itarnuhu. So they said, well, it happens to be that when we're out in the village checking on our field. So they ask us about the permissibility of a ladder on Yontif, and we said it's okay. We're not totally clear on all the details yet, but in other words, they're mekel. So Amar Lahem Tse'uv Asru Mashi Tartim. So Dad reprimands. And Dad says to them, okay, I tell you what, you're going to take another trip. You're going to go out to the village. You're going to tell the villagers, look, we were mekel, we were wrong. And tell them, go and tell them you were wrong. So Inu Sever Mindakama Rabbi Yehuda Besum Shali Alo Pligi Michlal De Tanakama Sever Pligi. So now the Gemara is going to help us understand what's that issue between the sons of Rabbi Chia and Dad. What were they thinking, and what was the correction that Dad made? So they thought like this. Again, go back to the Braisa on the top of the Amud. So first of all, they were basing their entire Pesach on the Braisa, which in of itself is interesting, meaning there's a Mishnah. So okay, why they specifically went like the Braisa, that's interesting. Now, it could be, this is just my speculation, it may not be at all correct, but it could be that their father was Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia was the author of Braisas, meaning that the one who was responsible for Braisas was Rabbi Chia. So it could be that for them, the Braisa was the, not more important, but in other words, in their family, they learned Braisas. Okay, could be. But anyway, here's how they understood the Braisa. The Braisa starts off with a statement by Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel agree that you can pick the ladder up and move it. And then the Braisa makes a statement, Am Rabbi Yehuda Bamed Dvar Mamurim, we're only talking about Asum Shol Shovach. Okay. So they thought, the kids thought, there must be a disagreement between the first opinion of the Braisa, let's call him the Tanakama, or actually we can call him Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and the second position of the Braisa, which is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's a ladder for construction, you cannot move it. You could understand that to mean that everything before Rabbi Yehuda was being more lenient, and that you could pick up a construction ladder and you could move a construction ladder. That's how they thought the Braisa works, and therefore their conclusion was, oh, a construction ladder you're allowed to move. Velohi. Now the Gemara points out that's a misunderstanding of the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda taimei d'Tanakama kamefarish. Wrong. Rav Yehuda was explaining the Tanakama, not disagreeing the Tanakama, mimai. And the Gemara now is going to do a critical reading of the Braisa, help us arrive at that conclusion. How do we know that? Because the Braisa says that you can pick up the ladder up and move it from one Shavach to another. Now, if what is at the issue in the Braisa, if the core issue in the Braisa is the kind of ladder, so hi molichin es asulam mishavach lishavach, molichin es asulam lishavach mibayle. Well, then the Braisa is really sending us in the wrong direction. What the Braisa should just simply say is, you can pick the ladder up and move it to the shavach. Meaning the Braisa doesn't say that. The Braisa says you can move it from one shavach to another shavach. In other words, it has the core issue in the Braisa is not the kind of ladder that we're describing. The issue in the Braisa is, where can I take this ladder and move it from where to what point? That's the issue in the Braisa. But in terms of the nature of the ladder, there's no debate, there's no dispute in the Braisa. A ladder used primarily for construction to get you to the second floor of your house, that ladder is unquestionably off limits. That you cannot use. So the Gemara points out that's a critical difference between Rabbi Chia and his sons. Rabbi Chia understood that the Braisa, there's no debate regarding a ladder meant for construction that you can't use. The only debate in the Braisa is a Shovach ladder, where according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar you could use it, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to both Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, you cannot use a construction ladder. The only thing that's at issue over here is using the ladder meant for the Shovach. So, Elalav Hachikamer, Shoshol Shovach in Shalaliyah Lo. And that's exactly what the Braisa means. So that's Rabbi Chia's understanding of the Braisa, that even according to the Tanakhama, I can only use a ladder meant for the Shovach, not a construction ladder. V'idach. Now the Gemara goes back to the sons of Rabbi Chia. Now even though Rabbi Chia clearly disagrees, but the Gemara spends just one line still defending the sons. V'idach miktani sulam shel shavach, mishavach l'shavach katani. Well, again, if you want to defend the sons of Rabbi Chia, Again, another critical reading of the Braisa. The Braisa doesn't say sulam shel shavach. It simply says mishavach leshavach ketani ve'afil lekama shochvin. It just simply means that you can move it from to numerous shovchim. But maybe it could very well be that the Braisa actually permits, at least according to the Tanakhama, the using of a construction ladder. Okay. That is all one version of the discussion. Okay, now the second time today, we're going to have a Ikedamer, we're going to have another version of the discussion. Again, just quick summary. So the sons of Rabbi Chiya went out to the village. They asked him a question about using not a shovach ladder, but a construction ladder, a ladder that gets you usually to your second floor of your house. They said it's okay. They thought that in the Braisa of the Tanakhama was arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. And when they went back to Dad, Dad said, no, that's not okay. You're not correct. The Braisa was actually, Rabbi Yehuda was not debating the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda was just explaining the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't use a construction ladder. And that's not his opinion. That's explaining the Tanakhama. Okay. Ika de Amre. Second version of the discussion. Amr lo hitu isulam shaliya baliya denu. Viyitarnuhu. Now in the second version, it's a construction ladder. Sulam shalaliyah. Now the question wasn't pick it up and move it. The question was, can we just tilt it from one window opening, from one birdhouse to another birdhouse? That was the question. We thought it's okay. And again, the conclusion of the second version is going to be the same. So Dad says, okay, you go right back to the village. And you tell them, it's not okay. The construction ladder, under any circumstances, is not going to be okay. Now, once again, the Gemara here goes through the give and the take. Inu savra maideka aser tanakama kashar Rabbi Dosa. Now, again, we're going to defend the sons of Rabbi Chiya in their understanding of the Braisa. And their understanding of the Braisa, actually, if you think about it, makes sense. Meaning it works. In the Braisa, what did the Braisa say? The Braisa first quoted the Tanakhama. Then the Braisa quoted Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that the only thing you could pick up and walk with is a sulam shel shavach, but not a sulam shel aliyah. You can't use a construction ladder. And then comes Rabbi Dosa. And Rabbi Dosa says you can tilt it. Now, ambiguous preposition. You can tilt it. Which it are we talking about? So the kids thought, Rabbi Chiya's son thought, oh, we're still on the topic of sulam shel aliyah. So I think I understand the Braisa. I can't pick it up and walk with it, but I can tilt it. That's how they understood the Braisa. Velohi, the Gemara says, Ma'ite kashar tanakama, ka'asa Rabbi Dosa. And the Gemara says, no, you didn't understand the correct pronoun of the Braisa. When Rabbi Dosa says you can tilt it, he wasn't talking about the construction ladder. The construction ladder is off limits. You cannot pick up, you can't tilt, you can't move the construction ladder. The only issue in the Braisa is the sulam shel shavach, the ladder meant for the birdhouses. The Tanakhama says you can pick it up, you can walk with it. The only debate according to the Tanakhama is returning it, but you're allowed to do everything else. And then along comes Rabbi Dosa, says I disagree. Not on the construction ladder, that everyone says is prohibited. I disagree regarding the sulam shel shavach. I think that you can't pick it up and walk it with it. The only thing you can do is tilt it. But that's the sulam shel shavach. So Dad, once again, corrects his sons, and Dad says to his sons, you didn't understand the Braisa correctly. No one allows you to move nor tilt the construction ladder. You go back to the village and you tell them that you were wrong. Okay?
Why isn't that a discussion revolving around the pivoting of that ladder, which is effectively digging at the base?
Yeah, I don't know. Meaning, I don't know enough of the... it doesn't. In other words, even if you dig a little bit in the base, that wasn't your intention. That would be what's generally called the davishen and miskaving, right? But the basic issue is whether the ladder itself is muktzah or not muktzah. The conclusion of the Gemara: construction ladders are muktzah, right? That's the Braisa. That's Rabbi Chiya's understanding of the Braisa. And he's the editor, the grand editor of the Braises. So, okay.
What category?
They're right. I struggle with that question. Yesterday, and I just reviewed at the beginning of this morning as well. So yesterday, the Gemara kept saying it's a Marasayan issue. So it's Moksa based on Marasayan. I don't know. I myself am somewhat confused in terms of where to categorically put it. You want to say it's a klisha malachto le'isser because the construction ladder is generally used to... to build your house, to pitch the top of your roof. So maybe it's a klishal machtel iser. I don't know. I don't. And again, I'm not sure if that's correct because the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says it's marasayin. So it's a muksa issue based on a marasayin issue. Okay, I don't know. That's the best way to say it. Not the best way to say it, but the most honest way to say it.
Commercial use against
residential. Well, right. In other words, right. The commercial ladder that's used for construction, that the Gemara says no. Now the ladder that's used to get you to your birdhouse. So again, so that was a big issue. But on the big issue, Beis Hillel said, in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel says it's fine. In the Braisa, both Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel say it's fine, at least according to the Tanakhama. Okay, so let's say at least we could say this, that if it's a bird ladder that you could use. Ava Mateo Mechalon Lechalon. Okay, and here we go now. The Gemara, we're at the two dots, one on Tesamud Beis, today's daf is daf Yud. And basically now, if I could just summarize the next Amud of Gemara. From here until the Mishnah, basically, here's what bothers the Gemara, and it's really straightforward. We're going to, over the next couple of days, we're going to see a number of Mishnayos together. Right? If you look on Daf Yud, there's a Mishnah on Amud Aleph, there's a Mishnah on Amud Beis. If you look on Daf Yud Aleph, there's a Mishnah on Amud Aleph, there's a Mishnah on Amud Beis. If you look on Daf Yud Beis, there's a Mishnah on top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Okay. In other words, a bunch of Mishnayos are coming up. And in every one of those Mishnayos, what's the positions that are going to be taken? Meaning you don't even have to know what the topics are. The positions that are going to be taken are very simple. Beis Hillel and all of them are going to be saying, it's okay, mutter, mekel. He's going to take his lenient position, which is his normal position. And Beis Shammai is going to take a more stringent position in all the upcoming Mishnayos. And so now with all that stated, so now here we go, we're going to ask now a really simple question. What changed? Meaning, Mishnah number one of our Masechta had three issues, and they're all Yontav issues, where Beis Hillel was a Machmir and Beis Shammai was a Mekel, which is an anomaly, but fine. But then, as we go through this first parak of Beis Hillel together, we're going to find, actually we already found the latter, and we're going to keep finding that Beis Hillel now is a Mekel. Mekel, Mekel, Mekel. And Beis Shammai continuously is the Machmir. And so the overarching question is going to be a really simple one. Well, what changed between the first Mishnah and all the other Mishnahs? And the topic hasn't changed, meaning we're talking about Yontif. So why is Beis Hillel Machmir in the first Mishnah? And subsequent, from that point forward, is he Mekel? What changed? That's, in a nutshell, the question. The Gemara is going to really try to speak out every one of the cases that are upcoming. So this upcoming Gemara is like a nice preview to all the upcoming Mishnayos. All right. So first thing we're going to do is look at our Mishnah, meaning the latter Mishnah on Tesamud Aleph. Beis Shammai says, "Don't move the ladder." Beis Hillel says, "Pick up the ladder, move the ladder. It's fine." Okay. Beis Hillel omrim lo yishchod elim kenayelo afar mucha mibo yom. And meanwhile, in the first Mishnah, right, I have an animal, I shech the animal. I have a bird, I want to shech the bird. Beis Shammai says, okay, go ahead. Beis Hillel says, no, don't do it. We don't have dirt ready. If you have dirt prepared before Yom Tov, fine. But if you don't have dirt ready, no, don't do it. Post facto, b'diavad, okay. But in other words, but don't do it. So Beis Hillel is being machmir on Simchas Yom Tov, and Beis Shammai is being mekel in that first Mishnah. And then why are we doing a role reversal on the latter? Why is Beis Hillel being the mekel and Beis Shammai being the Machmir? Now, just a couple of one interesting point over here. Now, in that first Mishnah, there are a number of topics that were discussed. So, Chametz, I guess we could leave Chametz out of the discussion because that's not a Simchas Yom Tov issue. Chametz is a Chametz issue. Okay, so if you understood that, great. If not, I wasn't clear. But in other words, we can leave Chametz out of the discussion. But in the first Mishnah, there are two issues being discussed in that first Mishnah. Shechting an animal, not having dirt ready for Kisa, the mitzvah of Kisrei Adam, egg. So it's interesting that the Gemara over here is not bothered by the egg. The Gemara over here is bothered by the shechting the animal so that I can eat the animal on Yom Tov. Why isn't the Gemara bothered by the egg? Which is basically the same issue. Beis Shammai is being mekel, Beis Hillel is being machmir, and over here regarding the latter, regarding Yom Tov, Beis Shammai is a machmir, and Beis Hillel is a mekel. Why isn't the Gemara bothered by the egg? So you take a look at the third Tosfos, short Tosfos on this Amud. So he says, so he, the Im Tomer, Amai lo parach mi beitza shenolda. Why not worry about what happened to the issue with the egg? And uperish bekon shus mishum degabe beitza lo shayich simcha she'ein ba simchas yom tov kokach. So he gives an interesting answer. He says eggs don't make you happy. Okay. In other words, the fundamental issue that keeps occurring and recurring is Simchas Yantav, the joy of Yantav. So how do we express our Simchas Yantav? Meat. Meat is an expression of the joy of Yantav. So, to shecht an animal to cover with the blood, to take a ladder to get a bird so I can shecht the bird, those are Simchas Yantav issues. But an egg, so Tosu says that's not such a function of Simchas Yantav, and so therefore, it could very well be that doesn't bother the Gemara. The fact that Beis Hillel is machmer regarding the egg and Beis Shammai is mekel, that doesn't really, there's no overarching theme. But when you're talking about shechting an animal so that I can eat meat, or getting a ladder to get a bird so that I can eat meat, so those are both Simchas Yantav issues. And again, now the issue is, in the first Mishnah, Beis Hillel was a machmer, and from every subsequent Mishnah, Beis Hillel becomes a mekel. Back to the Gemara. So, right, we posed a question. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so the Gemara just posed a question. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Muchlefes Hashita. So, Rabbi Yochanan says we're going to have to do a flip. Meaning, we're going to have to take one of these Mishnayos and we're going to have to flip it so that everyone now is nice and consistent. Okay. Now, what the Gemara does not do.
Why does it have to be consistent? Could it be that the first Mishnah was just the three cases where, like, you know, Beit Shammai was more lenient than but the rest.
Right.
You have to go with that.
Right, but the reason why the Gemara feels like it's such I hear you, but the reason why the Gemara feels such a strong question is because the theme is Simchas Yantav. Meaning in the first Mishnah, shechting an animal so that I can eat the meat, that's a Simchas Yantav issue. Getting a ladder so I can get a bird, that's a Simchas Yantav issue. Now what you're trying to do, with the Gemara is going to try to do, is differentiate between the first Mishnah and all the subsequent Mishnahs. But right now, just in explaining...
Like say that Mishnah, no, the site is an exception. That was like the whole point was that it's
correct.
An exception.
And correct, but I understand, but in the Gemara's formulation of the question and in Rav Yochanan's answer, you see clearly that the Gemara, at least according to Rav Yochanan, the Gemara feels that it's not an exception. You're right, the point is very well taken. I don't understand why Beis Shammai... Sorry, let's just focus on Beis Hillel. Why Beis Hillel is more machmir when ultimately the issue is Simchas Yantav. In fact, the question is so strong that Rav Yochanan says, you know what we're going to do? We're going to flip the shitas around. Okay, now, here's the tricky part for the day, and I'm not here to resolve this issue. He's going to take one of the Mishnahs and he's going to flip it so that everything's consistent. So which Mishnah is he flipping? The Gemara doesn't say. And so Rashi, and we're not left to wonder. I'll do a little bit of the research for us. But in other words, he wants to align the Mishnayos, so he has to switch one of the Mishnayos. So Rashi says, so you know which Mishnah he's going to switch? He's going to switch the latter Mishnah. So that Beis Hillel is going to tell you that you can't move the ladder, and Beis Shammai is going to tell you that you can move the ladder. Okay? Now that's the way Rashi presents it, and... Right, correct. In other words, and now we're going to have consistency. Now, Tosfos points out, and it's a long Tosfos, and it's the bottom Tosfos on this Amud, and Tosfos points out that's very difficult to imagine that the Mishnah we're going to be flipping is going to be the second Mishnah, because if we're going to be flipping the second Mishnah, that also means we're going to be flipping the third Mishnah. We haven't seen it yet, but we're going to be flipping the second, third, fourth, fifth Mishnah. Meaning, it's a domino. If Beis Hillel is going to be the machmir and Simchas Yantav, and we're going to align the Mishnayos, we're going to align all the other Mishnayos, and we're going to flip all the other Mishnayos so that Beis Hillel is consistently going to be a machmir, that's hard to imagine. Tosfos has a whole bunch of other questions that he asks on Rashi's opinion. Fine. But in other words, let's just say that according to Rav Yochanan, it's a really legitimate and fair question. I don't know why Beis Hillel is machmir in the first Mishnah and mekel in the subsequent Mishnayos. So Rav Yochanan says the only way we're going to resolve the issue is align the Mishnayos. Flip one of the Mishnayos to align it. Which Mishnah to flip? So Rashi, Tosfos, take a look inside for a lengthier discussion. So Mimai. And now the Gemara is going to do what Ben attempted to do just a moment ago. And that is, let's differentiate. Let's look at the first Mishnah and see it as not a broader theme, but one particular issue. Mimai Dilmat kan lo kamer beisham ha'hasam alahechadika dekarna utz avahechadaleka dekarna utz lo. Maybe in the first Mishnah, remember, even when Beit Shammai says that you can shech the animal and cover the blood, the spade was in the ground. You didn't pick the earth up and put it in a bucket and put it in your house, but you did put the spade in the ground prior to Yontif. So you did some form of designation. So maybe that's why Beit Shammai is makel in the first Mishnah. And also we could look at Beis Hillel. Look, Beis Hillel in the first Mishnah, that's earth, that's dirt, that's muksa. In the second Mishnah, we're talking about a ladder that's designed for the birdhouse. Right? It's a ladder for the birds, literally. Okay, so that's not a muksa issue. There's no Mars sign over there. No one's going to think that you're going to go up to your roof and fix your roof and pitch your roof. So in other words, we can distinguish between the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah. Eli Kasha HaKasha. So the Gemara says, okay, now here we go. And from this point going forward, we're going to just go Mishnah after Mishnah. And again, note the discrepancy that in the first Mishnah, Beis Hillel is Machmir, and in all subsequent Mishnayos, Beis Hillel is Mekel. Beis Shammai Lo Yita Alim Kena Ne'emi Bo Yom. Beis Hillel Omrim Omid Va'omer Zeh V'Zeh Ani Notel. All right, you go to the birdhouse. Now again, as I pointed out in the beginning of today's daf, if it's a chicken, it's your coop, so you don't have to go there before Yontif and say, I'm going to eat that bird. Now again, if it's an egg-laying chicken, so that's muksa. We talked about in the beginning of the Masechta. But if it's a chicken that you planned on eating, so you don't have to go out there before Yontif and point to that bird and say, I want that bird. We're talking about a dove coat. We're talking about doves. Doves are the free birds, and they go in and out of the birdhouse. What you have to do before Yontif, according to Beis Shammai, climb the ladder before Yontif, take the bird, actually physically hold the bird, even shake the bird a little bit. Now, I'll explain that better at a later point in the Masechta. But in other words, you have to physically manipulate the bird. And Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel says just point. Go up the ladder. Go look inside the birdhouse. Oh, that bird right over there? Point. Okay. Tomorrow or the day after, we're going to discuss, how do you know tomorrow morning when you woke up that that's the same bird that you pointed to? In other words, there's a lot of traffic in and out in the birdhouse. Okay, we'll talk about that tomorrow. But in the meantime, however, and again, though, the question going to continuously be the same question. Beis Shammai, what just happened? The first Mishnah, you were Mekel. In the second Mishnah, or now in the third Mishnah, you're Machmir. And Beis Hillel, same question, just flipped. And once again, Rav Yochanan says, good question. We're going to have to flip the Mishnayos around, create an alignment in the Mishnayos so that everyone's consistent. And Vidum Alohi, and again, the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe you won't have to do that. I can lo amir Beis Shammai ala hecha di'ika deker na'utz. Aval hecha di'ika deleka deker na'utz lo. And again, the Gemara is going to now make the same kinds of distinctions. Well, maybe in the first Mishnah, the spade is in the ground. Beis Shammai is mekel. Inami ad kan lo kamir Beis ala hacha ala kem demuksa hu be'omid ve'omir zeh v'zeh ani notel sagi aval hasam lo. And in terms of Beis Hillel regarding the pointing to the birds, look, the birds are muksa, right? They're flying in and out. But maybe for Beis Hillel, you sidestep the muksa issues just simply by pointing. Maybe pointing would be enough. Eli Kasha Akasha. So the Gemara says, okay, so maybe we could differentiate. The Gemara says, let's look at the Mishnah, the next Mishnah coming up ahead. Beis Shammai Omrim Einot Lenesa Eli Likatsev Alav Basar. Beis Shammai says that you cannot take the pestle that's generally used for grinding, turn it over and cut meat on top of the pestle. The pestle's too valuable. You weren't planning on using it for that purpose. Beis Shammai says you can't do that. It's we'll talk about that later on, but yeah, it's muksa machmas chisaron kis. Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel says it's fine. Ama gabi simchas yonta, Beis Shammai lechomer Beis Hillel kula. Uriminu ashochei chayvav Beis Shammai omer v'chulei. So once again, the inconsistency. I'm Rav Yochanan Muchlefes Ashita. And once again, the Gemara's, Rav Yochanan's response is, you're right, point taken, flip the Mishnah around. And again, according to Rashi, flip the Eli Mishnah around. so that Beis Shammai, so that Beis Hillel will consistently be Machmir. Again, that's according to Rashi. Mimai Duma Lohi, and again the Gemara attempts differentiation. Ad kan lo kami Beis Shammai alsem alecha dika deker na'utz. Again, in that first Mishnah, spade's already in the ground. Beis Shammai would say, fine, good. And over here, Beis Hillel is a mekel. You know why Beis Hillel is a mekel in the case of the pestle? It's a utensil. Meaning, and this is a general point that we can make time and again. In fact, we're going to make it a number of times. Meaning there's muksa regarding stones and dirt and earth and things which are non-utensil items. And then there's another category of muksa that applies to utensil items. But in the category of utensils, there's an allowance to be more lenient. So in terms of picking dirt earth up to do the mitzvah of Kisrei Adam, that's earth. That's Eitzim Vavanim. It's a higher level of muksa. But something that's a kli, so maybe Beis Hillel is going to be more makel. Avahasim lo. Elei kasha, kasha, the Gemara says, okay, what about now the next Mishnah? Beis Shammai army may know it's so or lifnei ador son velo yag beno elim king yeshalav kezayis baser. You have a hide of an animal, meaning what happened? You shechted an animal, and so after you shechted the animal on Yantiv, so obviously the meat itself is obviously not muksa. That's going to be dinner tonight. Or lunch today, right? However, right, as the dinner tonight may be a hachana issue. But in other words, that's going to be lunch today. But in terms of the hide, what are you going to do with the hide on Yantiv? So oddly enough, interestingly enough, the hide is muktzah. Once you separate the hide from the animal, the hide is muktzah. Okay? So you can't take the hide and put it down, have people tread on it. You can't do that, according to Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel is mako. And he says the hide is not muksa. Now, why? So again, we'll discuss this Mishnah later on. But right now, for our purposes, you know where we're going. And once again, Rav Yochanan's position is, that's a good question. We're going to have to do an alignment on the Mishnayos. And again, let's try to differentiate. Maybe in the first Mishnah, the spade is in the ground, the earth is prepared. Maybe the hide, you know why Beis Hillel says it's not muksa? You could sit down on the hide. Even in its very raw state, unprocessed, it still has some functional use. So the Gemara says, how about this? Let's do another Mishnah in the first parak. Beis Shammai army may misakan as the trees and be yamtov. Ubeis Hillel matirin af lahachzir. Can you imagine going to the market on Yantiv? You heard me correctly. I'm talking about going to the market on Yantiv. We will learn later in this parak of Beitza that markets in the good old days were open on Yantiv, and you would go and you would quote unquote buy food. Now, right? When I say buy food, I mean right. In other words, you'll take food now. And the storekeeper will nod at one another, and you'll come back after Yontif, and you'll pay him after Yontif. Transactions for the purpose of Yontif, okay.
That's not where it started.
It's not usher, meaning it's just not prohibited.
It's not a transaction, though. You just use.
Well, it is. It is. In other words, you do. It is. Okay. So anyway. Anyway, let's just deal with the one particular issue at hand. We're going to talk about this Mishnah later on. The one particular issue at hand is, can I take the shutter off my store front? And as Rashi points out, they would take the shutter off the window, and they would lay the shutter down horizontally, and they would put all the goods on the shutter. So Beis Shammai says, no. Beis Hillel says, it's okay. Not only can you take the shutter off, you can even put the shutter back after you're done when the store closes. Yontif hours, by the way, mind you, not right. And they close at 2. So amagabi simchas yontif Beis Shammai lechomer Beis Hillel lekula. And once again, okay, we got it. Beis Hillel now is being the lenient one, which is fine. But how do you deal with the first mission of our Masechta? And the Gemara says, and you know the question. And the Gemara says, I'm not even going to spell it out. So Bishlam Beishamai Lokasha Hasim Dika Dekanot Zaval Hachalek Dekanot. Now it is interesting. that at this juncture of the Gemara, after having asked this question, now I lost count. I think this is the sixth time we're asking this question, but it is interesting that Rav Yochanan does not say Mukhlefes Ashita. I don't know why, but he doesn't say it over here. But But in the first Mishnah, the spade is in the ground. Ela beisila, beisila kasha. So I'm Rav Yochanan Mukhlefes Ashita. So now the Gemara says, okay, for Beis Shammai, I don't know why, but Rav Yochanan didn't have to say Mukhlefes Ashita. For Beis Hillel, okay. So Rav Yochanan says, now let's do an alignment. E nami, ad kan lo kamer Beis Hillel hacha, ela mishum deim binyan bekelem min stir bekelem vavahasam lo. And again, the Gemara says, look, we're talking about the storefront, your storefront. That's not building, it's a kli. There's no binyan, there's no building when it comes to kelim, and so therefore, Beis Hillel is a mako. Okay, adkan. All right, not where I wanted to get to, but fine. At least it's a good stopping point. All right, so to just quickly wrap it up, finish the topic today of the moving of the ladder, the transportation of the ladder. If it's a ladder for construction, the Gemara says no, you cannot move it. That's absolutely forbidden. If it's a ladder for your birdhouse. So the Mishnah has a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether you can or cannot move the ladder. Beis Hillel is mekel. The Braisa on the top of Testament Beis says that according to both, you can pick the ladder up and move it. The only issue is, can you return it? A construction ladder under any and all circumstances cannot be moved on Yontif, and presumably on Shabbos as well. It's a Marasayan issue, says the Gemara. People will think that you're going to be doing construction on your house, even if you're not. Does Marasayan apply in a private area? That was a machlokus that we saw in Tess Amud Aleph. Rav Yehuda Merav says, yes, it does. Presumably, Rav Hanan disagrees with that. The halacha, I don't know. Hedi, I was just thinking. Yeah, I had you going in my head. I don't know. And then the last issue, which is a big issue, is how can Beis Hillel in the first Mishnah is Machmir, and then in every subsequent Mishnah, Beis Hillel is Mekel? What changed between the first Mishnah and all the other Mishnayos? So Rav Yochanan says nothing, and we're going to have to realign the Mishnayos and switch it around. And the Gemara doesn't quote anybody else, but the Gemara says you don't have to do that. The Gemara basically says we can differentiate between the first Mishnah and all the subsequent Mishnayos. The first Mishnah, we're talking about dirt. Could be that we're going to be more machmer when it comes to dirt and the movement and the moving of dirt. And all the other Mishnayos, we're not talking about dirt. We're talking about ladders and chickens and the tree sim and the shutters for your window. It's so there and the Eli and the pestle. We're not talking about dirt. And it could be that Basil is just going to be more makel by all these other issues as opposed to the dirt mentioned in the first Mishnah. Adkan.